You're listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast with Field Recognition Specialist Wayne McMullen. And welcome to this week's podcast. Now, Ambit's number one income earner for 6 straight years, national consultant Brian McClure, knows that our company is the right one for everyone. No questions. But what really differentiates us from the other product-based direct sales companies that are out there? Well, Brian's training from Simulcast 2014 will certainly tell you what the differentiators are. So sit back and relax and listen to Brian as he talks about the differences.
Are we excited? Wow. I know Texas has got the biggest crowd. Wow. First, I want to let everybody know in Syracuse, we did beat you this time. So I want to jump right into it. You know, I was asked to talk about the differentiators between Ambit Energy and product-based direct selling companies, because as you go out into the marketplace as Ambit Energy consultants, you're going to have people that are going to come to you, well, I'll look at your deal if you'll look at my deal. And I, of course, never subscribe to doing that. But there's some key differentiators, and I want to cover them with you real quick. Number one is that we deliver our product to the consumer at below retail. You know, most product-driven companies, the product is sold at a retail plus-plus price point. There are a lot of great product companies out there. But a $10 bottle of vitamin C that my mom or my best friend or my coworker that I'm talking to about that product-driven business, they can go buy it at Walmart for $3.50, yet I'm going to sell it to them for $10. And fundamentally, people just don't feel good about overcharging people for a product. At Ambit Energy, we can feel good about what we're doing. We're taking something that somebody's already spending money on, and we're just simply giving it to them at a price point that's below the vast majority of people in the marketplace. So number one, we're below retail. Number two is everybody already uses our product. You know, when we show our business, we're not doing a feature benefit presentation where we're trying to convince somebody that they need electricity or convince somebody that they need natural gas. Everybody, every single person that's on this simulcast and everybody that you guys know and everybody that they know into perpetuity is using electricity. You didn't unplug your refrigerator before you came. You certainly didn't turn off your heater if you're up in Syracuse or Chicago, or your air conditioner if you're out in California or here in Texas. The bottom line is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, you constantly purchase and habitually use a public utility called electricity and natural gas. So again, when we're doing our presentations, we don't have to talk about some double-blind study done by some scientists out of the Mayo Clinic from something that's coming out of some African jungle that gets processed some special way, if y'all know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, you know, one of the beauties of our business is it's so simple. It's real simple, electricity and natural gas. In fact, you know, this whole simulcast is about training, so I want to do training real quick. But it's going to be product training. Natural gas and electricity. Does anybody have any questions about the product? You know, that's the beauty of what we do. So the bottom line is we're below retail. Everybody already uses it, which leads into the third one is there is no training. Okay, think about it. You know, if we are a product-driven company, we would be up on stage today and we'd be talking about this and talking about that, because if people aren't comfortable with what the product can do, what the end result is of the use of the product, they're not going to go out and market it. So instead of telling you and training you on how to go build your business, because we are in network marketing, we are a business of duplication, this is about building an army of people that believe in the same thing and want to make a positive change in their lives as we believe in. It is about going out and changing people's lives, and the bottom line is we can sit and train you on how to go out and build a massive sales and marketing organization, and we don't have to spend but 30 seconds to train you on electricity and natural gas. That's a huge strategic advantage in the marketplace. So below retail, everybody already uses it. No product training. Number four is no selling. You think about it, you know, if you're out in a product-driven company, what happens is you've got to, at some point, you've got to ask your mom or your best friend or your coworker or somebody that you know from school or whatever, you're going to have to ask them for their credit card, or you're going to have to ask them to pull out their checkbook and write a check. You know, when we sign up a consumer, all we do, it's real simple. We just ask them to go to the website. We take them to the website typically. We fill in the information. We click submit. And boom, we've got a new customer that's doing what? Unconsciously purchasing and habitually using a public utility. You know, what happens is that over and over and over again, if you are involved in any sort of direct selling company, there's sales trainings. There's how to close people. We don't close people here. Everybody already uses it, everybody needs it, and there's no feature benefit presentation. So below retail, everybody already uses it. No product training, no selling, and the fifth one is huge. And that's that there's no change in the way the consumer buys the product. You know, no change in the way the consumer buys the product. Every consumer out there turns on a light switch the exact same way. Every consumer out there reads their alarm clock the exact same way. There's no change in the way that consumer buys that product, month after month, year after year, minute after minute. You know, what's even more amazing about what we do is that people don't even know what they pay for the product. You know, think about that chandelier that's hanging over your dining room table or whatever type of lights over your dining room table. Let's just assume it's got 360-watt light bulbs. 360-watt light bulbs that burn for an hour. How much money did you spend on that electricity? You see, your electricity bill and your natural gas bill, your public utility bill, is one of your top five reoccurring bills. I mean, you've got your rent or your mortgage, you've got a car payment typically, you've got food, but utilities is in the top five. And you think about the power of the fact that we don't even know what we're spending on it. Yet, in an other product-driven direct selling company, what happens is what? What happens is they know exactly that they're on the $50 a month auto ship or the $100 a month auto ship. They know exactly what they're paying for that product. And when times get a little rough or the opportunity doesn't turn out to be what they want it to turn out to be, what happens is they do what? They stop the auto ship. We're all on auto ship. It's being shipped to our homes through an incumbent provider. When's the last time you ever stopped auto ship at your home? When's the last time your parents ever stopped auto ship? When's the last time your grandparents or your great-grandparents, from the beginning of time that there was an incumbent provider, nobody voluntarily picks up the phone and says, TXU, I don't want no more electricity. You think about the power of that. Below retail, everybody already uses it. No product education, no selling, and no change in consumer buying habits puts us in a service-driven product offering, being public utilities, puts us in a strategic advantage. So what that means is you've got to stay focused. You've got to stay focused. And I want you to think about, in Jerry's opening comments, I don't know if you caught it, $1.2 billion with a B, our seventh full year in business. $1.2 billion. I hope you're taking notes like I was taking notes. He also said $90 million in 2013 to consultants. I want you to think about some of these product-driven companies. They're great companies. They're $40 million a year companies. Can a $40 million a year gross revenue company pay out $90 million in consultant revenue? Can a $100 million product-driven company do that? See, it's only a billion-dollar product company that has any shot at paying out that kind of money. You know, you start to think about the growth of our company where we went from $1 million on the tail end of 06, our first full year revenue, $40 million, 7 years later, $1.2 billion, and the same man that stood up here and told you we did $1.2 billion is the man that told you we're going to do $1.2 billion at Ambition, and he's also the same man that said within 24 to 36 months that the company expects to double that figure. Now, I don't know if it's going to take 24, 36, or 48 months, but what I do know is $90 million is turning to $180 million, and how much of that do you want? I hope you're taking notes. That's all I can say. John Maxwell notes. You know, when we sat down and came up with the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership, and John approached us with the thing, and inside, Jerry and Chris picked some of the greatest leaders. I always say Esther Spina is the centerfold because she's right in the centerfold. She teases, don't you call me a centerfold. I said, well, that's a good centerfold to be. Anyway, I love you, Esther. You know, whether it's the Moitos or any of the other great leaders that are in here, John talks about the 21 laws, a particular law, and then he applies it and interviews our leadership. Folks, what I can tell you about the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership, it's a great personal development tool, but it's a greater recruiting tool. If you're not carrying this around and using the credibility of the Maxwell brand in your ambient energy business, you're missing something. I just used it Friday in a luncheon meeting. I was with Bear Gordon, and Bear Gordon pulled it out, and there it was, a lot of credibility. I'm telling you, this tool, in my personal opinion, is the greatest tool that we've ever had. You better hurry up and get some before they sell out. What I can tell you is keep charging into 2014 and make it your best year ever. God bless you all.
Well, that's all we have time for this week. We'll have another great simulcast 2014 training for you next week featuring none other than national consultant Ray Monty. As always, please share this podcast with your team members or tell them where you can find us. If you want to listen to past episodes of the podcast, please visit us on iTunes where you can also subscribe so you never miss an episode. Or visit us at www.ambitsuccess.com. You'll find us there in the news section. I'm your field recognition specialist, Wayne McMullen, and you've been listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast. Work hard, dream big, and I'll catch you next week.